Hello and welcome to Now That's What I Call a Wind-Up, Volume 3, your favourite wind-up phone calls, as featured on The Real Radio Breakfast Show, including this one, William Greenan, the Birdman of Alcatraz.
Yes, hello. Is that Mr. Greenan? It's a call about the birds.
Right, what about them?
I've just moved into the area and I have to tell you that they're kind of keeping me awake at night. They're awfully noise.
When?
Well, the majority of the time.
Fuck your...
I beg your pardon?
I'm saying your...
Excuse me?
No, excuse me. That's enough of the birds you've been away for, but 14 years. You know what I mean?
Oh, I've just moved in a couple of weeks ago.
Moved in where?
Well, not too far from where you are. I'd rather not tell you who it is, but I'm just giving you a wee courtesy call.
Oh, well, it's not very courteous then.
Well, it's...
In fact, I've stayed in this address for 17 years, and I've never done complaint about the birds.
I mean, what are you doing with them?
What do you mean what am I doing with them?
You breeding them or what?
Aye.
Is that legal?
Of course it's legal.
There's an awful noise of squawking and toing and froing and that, you know?
No, it's not my birds, pal.
Have you got a licence for that?
Don't need a licence for birds. It's no birds of prey.
Well, what kind of birds is it then?
I don't think that concerns you.
Well, it does. I'm a neighbour.
You're not a neighbour, pal.
I'm a concerned neighbour.
No, you're not very concerning then.
You've got an attitude on you.
No, you've got the attitude.
Well,
if you've just moved into a street and you're moaning with me about birds...
Well, what would you do if you'd moved into an area that somebody had birds and you were new in the area and it was keeping you up at night?
Well, why don't you come to the door?
Oh, yeah, right. I've met your type before.
You've not met my type, pal.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
I'm not going to do nothing about it. You've got to do about it.
It's a violation.
A violation of my ass? I'm not planning it, you fae, pal.
I've just moved into the area, right?
Well, you better f***ing move it then, because I find it where you will f***ing move it.
You see?
Aye, you see. Listen, I'll keep the birds f***ing as long as I want, pal, and will make me move them. Because I've had them since my father's had them. My dad's no here now, right? And I've got the birds now.
Well,
okay.
I'll go to the council.
You go to the f***ing council?
Well, they'll close you down.
I'll not f***ing close me down, pal.
You'll need a licence.
No, you're talking s***, pal. You like to f***ing read up on what you're talking about, pal.
There's feathers all over the place.
You're full of s***, pal, feathers all over the place.
There's probably a lot of that as well.
You're f***ing biggest rat then, if you've moved in.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll get you clothes down.
Aye, go for it then.
Well, I will.
You f***ing have a hard job.
I know where it is.
Aye, Wally Green's my name.
Aye, I know it is.
And if I f***ing fun you, you're pal, you'll be plucked like a chicken, you okay?
That's a ridiculous way to talk to somebody.
Aye, you f***ing winner. Okay, phone in here, f***ing Dean Mayerbue.
Well, what would you do?
What do you mean, what would I do?
If you'd moved in to side somebody and the birds was clucking all night.
Clucking all night? You f***ing don't get a f***ing squeak at my birds at night, pal. The birds go to sleep, it's not a rules I've got. Okay?
It's an awful noise.
F***ing not an awful noise. My birds don't make a noise at night. So I don't know what the f*** you're hearing, pal.
You're used to it.
Eh? I'm not used to it. I'm doing ask any of my f***ing neighbours.
Hey, don't worry. There's a conspiracy going on.
What are you talking? You're full of s***.
I'm gonna put posters up. I'm gonna have meetings in the town hall.
Go for it. I don't give a f what you do. You can shove them up your f***ing ass. If I get you, I'll shove your head up your f***ing. You f***ing idiot. How did you get this number in the first place?
Because I got it from your brother.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, because he listens to The Real Radio Breakfast Show.
Oh, no way, man. Give it a door. Fantastic, you've got me shaking here, man. I'm sitting on the computer playing somebody pool now. Oh, nobody's like getting hold this mouse now.
I'm sorry.
The brilliant William Greenan there.